On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Whoever rejects this call has rejected Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi and has rejected all of Islam. Not just metaphorically, not just by rejecting a successor of Muhammad, but by rejecting Muhammad in person, him as an individual. The 12th Imam Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam is Rasulullah, and he is here today, and it is by his command that we have come out to call the people to them. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Alayhi al-Mahdina wa sallam taslima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother, Dr. Ali Al-Ghurifi.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for joining me here today.
Sharaf kabir an akun ma'aka wa
sallam. Nawart al-makan wa sharaftina
wa shukraka
wa jazakallah khair.
Nur nurak wa sallam.
Dr. Ali, today we want to talk about an important topic. It might seem at first a little bit complex, but it's actually quite simple. It's one of the central things, the core beliefs of our dawah, and that is the multiplicity of the imam, of the multiplicity of the Mahdis. Okay? And that is the existence of more than one person that bears the title Mahdi. I think in Islam, for the most part, most people up until recent years have considered that there is going to be one Imam Mahdi who will appear in the end times, and he will appear simultaneously with Jesus Christ. They'll free the world. They'll fight against the Antichrist. And this is the basics of what they knew. But they didn't have this idea that, or it wasn't a common belief, let's put it that way, that there were 12 Mahdis who would succeed Imam al-Mahdi. And to explain it briefly, we have God sending in every day and age a vicegerent, starting with Adam, who's the first caliph, the first representative, and going all the way down until the current day and age. The narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are extremely clear that God cannot leave the earth without a vicegerent or without a representative. Or else people would have the excuse on the Day of Judgment to say, we didn't know what the truth is. So there has to be a custodian, a guardian who guards the faith and guides people to the truth for every day and age. There has to be a door to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When God sent down Adam and the prophets leading up to the Prophet Muhammad, the final of them all, each and every one of those prophets, God had blown in them something of his light, something of the veil, which we clarified in the last episode, that the veil is the Ahlul Kisa alayhi wasalam. So a part of their spirit was in each and every one of the prophets and the messengers. And that's why some narrations state that the initial prostration that the angels made to Adam was not to Adam himself, but rather to Muhammad, or other narrations state to Ali, who was in the loins of Adam. And it is because of that spirit. That spirit is from the Ahlul Kisa alayhim as-salam. And none of the prophets or messengers were able to fully implement the jurisprudence and the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth because of Satan and because of the armies of darknesses. So having a part of the spirit was insufficient. Mm. And that required that there would be a manifestation, a descension, an appearance of the veil itself. And we spoke about how Jesus represented the first appearance or rise of God in creation. And that's why he's mentioned by that title, the rise of God in Sa'ir, in the du'as and the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And he was the first of the perfect, complete words of God. And because he made this appearance and his light was so bright, all of darkness fought against him and they managed to have him arrested and they were going to crucify him. And he was crucified in the apparent. And Jesus was caused to die and his soul was taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that necessitated that he send a second paraclete, a second comforter, a second appearance of the veil in creation. And that second appearance was the appearance of God, which was Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi, who represented the perfect manifestation of the divine qualities and names, a perfect representation of God, the perfect caliph of Allah in creation. When Rasulullah came, he had a great deal of success. He was able to spread his message, and by the end of his life, he had basically united all of the Arab tribes that were in the region under Islam, and there were tens of thousands of followers, and Islam expanded at an extremely fast rate after that. And then we came to the matter of the successorship, and we spoke about how because the prophets and the messengers from Adam all the way to the Prophet Muhammad, they were incapable of basically carrying the divine message fully before Jesus and Muhammad. They certainly weren't capable of doing it directly after the Prophet Muhammad because all of the forces of darknesses had gathered to destroy Islam and wipe it off of the face of the earth. And this is why the Bani al-Abbas and the Bani Umayyah killed and poisoned and imprisoned each and every one of the successors of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they slaughtered al-Husayn. And why the narrations state that if it wasn't for the fact that al-Husayn was sacrificed, and this was like a wake-up call for the Muslim nation, all of Islam would have been destroyed and nothing of it would have existed today. So obviously, Iblis sought to destroy it, and it was a very vicious fight. The only people that were capable during this time of great darkness to succeed the Prophet Muhammad were those who were also clean of every sin, those who were perfected, and those individuals were the people of the cloak. Fatima, Ali, Al-Hasan, Al-Husayn. Of course, Fatima alayhi salam was not a successor of the Prophet Muhammad, but she was a member of the Ahlul Kisa. And the hadith of the cloak is when the Prophet Muhammad went underneath the cloak and Fatima went under it, Ali went under it, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam went under it, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn alayhi salam went under it, and then Gabriel, who is Jesus, also went under it. And God brought down the verse from the Quran in Surah 33, Ayah 33, in which he says, verily God wants to remove all impurities from you, O people of the house, and to purify you a thorough purification. So those successors of Muhammad and Muhammad himself were thoroughly purified from any impurities, and they were the only ones whom were capable of succeeding Muhammad. And the successors of Muhammad, according to the narrations of the Ahl Bayt, are higher than and better than all the other prophets and the messengers that came before. And so there we have it. We have then the Prophet Muhammad leaving a will, and in that will he states that his successors are 12 imams, and then after that are 12 Mahdis. And the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they believe that there's actually 14 infallibles, 14 individuals who are thoroughly purified from all impurities.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Verse in Surah 33, Ayah 33, verse 33, is pertaining not just to the people of the cloak, but also the nine imams that follow from the loins of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. But they weren't obviously under the cloak, because at that point when that incident took place, they weren't born yet. But the Shia think that it's an extension because they're there and they were in the loins. So it extends. Perhaps that's true. But in reality, the truth of the matter is that the 12 imams that came, they were actually reincarnations and reappearances of the same members of the Ahlul Kisa'. They came multiple times. First, we'll list off the names of the 12 imams for all of those who are unfamiliar with their names. You have, after the Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. After him, you have his son Al-Hasan. After him, you have his brother Al-Husayn, son of Ali. And then you have nine imams that come from the seed of Al-Husayn, starting with Ali Zayn al-Abidin, and then you have Muhammad al-Baqir, and then you have Ja'far al-Sadiq, and then you have Musa Qasim, and then you have Ali al-Rida, and then you have Muhammad al-Jawad, and then you have Ali al-Hadi, and then you have al-Hasan al-Askari, and then you have Muhammad al-Mahdi. And basically, every single time that one of the imams incarnates, as you can see, many of them, several of them, their name is Muhammad, and several of them, their name is Ali. Every imam whose name was Muhammad was a reincarnation and reappearance of Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad Rasulullah had never incarnated in this world before his incarnation as the Prophet Muhammad. And after the Prophet Muhammad, he reappears as several of the imams. So he comes back as who? As Muhammad al-Baqir. After Rasulullah, so from the 14 infallibles, he is Rasulullah. He's also Muhammad al-Baqir. He's also Muhammad al-Jawad. And he's also Muhammad al-Mahdi. The Imam Mahdi, the 12th Imam, that is a reincarnation and a reappearance of Rasulullah. So Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, he actually has the soul of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And that's why looking at them is like looking at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why some narrations mention that praying behind him is like praying behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he is Rasulullah. Okay?
Yes.
And he's the one who sends forward the Mahdis, and they're named after him because he now serves as God in creation, and he sends forward the messengers. So Rasulullah Muhammad, he sends forward the Imams and the Mahdis, and Imam al-Mahdi, who is Rasulullah Muhammad, sends forward the Mahdis and serves for them as their imam and their guide and their enforcer and the person who sends them and is delegated the affairs of creation. Then you have Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. He appears as the first imam, and then he appears once again as Ali Zayn al-Abidin, and then he appears once again as Ali al-Rida, And then he appears once again as Imam Ali al-Hadi. So there are four appearances of Ali ibn Abi Talib, four appearances of Muhammad in the 14 infallible. You have Imam al-Hasan. He appears as Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam. And he also has an incarnation as Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
No.
And then you have Imam al-Husayn, who appears once again as Musa Qasim, and then he appears finally in as the first of the Mahdis, and that is as Ahmed al-Hasan alayhi salam.
Yeah, salat al-salam. صورة جدا يعني رائعة حقيقة بالتصوير إنه كيف أهل الكساء عليهم أفضل الصلاة والسلام يعيدون يرجعون في incarnation أو في رجعات ثانية اللي هم يمثلون الأئمة الاثني عشر. وهنا أنا بصادق يعني حضرتك وصورت إنه التصوير رائع حقيقة يتناسب مع القرآن وفضلنا الأنبياء بعضهم على بعض والظهر إنه يعني قبل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أو قبل عيسى كان التكامل في الأنبياء بدرجة أقل وإذا كان حجم الظلمة اللي تواجههم كانت أقل أو تتناسب مع حجم النور اللي قدروا يوصلوا لها وقدروا يصلوا لها هؤلاء الأنبياء. ولكن في زمن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كان تكامل جدا كبير ولكن الظلمة كانت جدا في نفس الوقت متوازية مع هذا النور اللي عند محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. وهو النبي الخاتم الذي سيظهر الله دين على الأرض.
Exactly.
صورة جميلة.
And so now we have the successors of Muhammad, the Ahl al-Kisa, reappearing as the 12 Imams, okay? So then the question arises, okay, well, what happens after the 12th Imam, you know? Is it Judgment Day? Does creation end? Well, the answer is no, creation continues. The Qiyamah does not happen right after the 12th Imam. This mankind does not go extinct. And if mankind does not go extinct, then the people questioned, they asked the Imams, you know, over the centuries, they said, okay, well then, who comes after the 12th Imam? You guys said that God never leaves the earth without a hujjah. God never leaves the earth without a representative. So if the reason for the 12 Imams coming was to preserve the religion, who preserves the religion after the 12th Imam? Who preserves the religion after Imam al-Mahdi? And the answer came in the narrations that those who would succeed and rule after the 12th Imam would be a group of our Shia. This was the answer, a group of our Shia. So now we know that a group of our Shia, or a group of our staunch supporters, of great followers, a group of our disciples, would follow the 12th Imam. And there was further clarification in other narrations in which mentioned the coming of individuals who are titled Mahdis. And the Mahdis, they appear in narrations that there will succeed the Imam al-Mahdi 12 Mahdis, and it also appeared in the holy will of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where on his deathbed he says that after him will be 12 Imams, and then after that will be 12 Mahdis. So now we know that a group of the Shia of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam would return as or succeed the 12th Imam. So if the 12 the 12 Imams were reincarnations of the people of the cloak or the Ahl al-Kisa, then who are these 12 Mahdis who appear after the 12 Imams? And the answer comes really, and we can find clues to this in the hadith of the Ahl al-Bayt as well as in the Quran. So when we look up in the Quran the word Shia, we see that it appears once in the Quran. It appears several times, but it appears once in the Quran in the verse that states, "And verily from his Shia is Abraham." And so we know now that Shia, one of the Shia, is Abraham, okay? And we know also in the hadith of the Ahl Bayt that the Shia of the Ahl Bayt are the prophets and the messengers, This is stated very clearly, and that they're the ones whom were the closest supporters of them. And Ali ibn Abi Talib, in some narrations, he's the one who judges between them, you know, and he's the one who made several appearances for them. And Muhammad Rasulullah is the imam of them when they were praying on the night journey. And so the imam of the prophets and the messengers is Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. And the followers or the Shia of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad in the first degree are the prophets and the messengers. Right? Does that make sense?
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay. So then what takes place with the 12 Mahdis is that there is a reappearance of the Ahlul Kisa. It necessitates that they return again as Mahdis. But they don't appear as Mahdis multiple times, but rather just one time. So you have first Al-Husayn reappearing. He's already appeared in the Imams as Imam Al-Husayn, and he's already appeared as Musa Qasim. And we said that he appears as the first of the Mahdis, Ahmed Al-Hassan. Why does he appear as the first of the Mahdis, and is there proof for this? There is. The narrations from the Ahlul Bayt also state, while they state that Imam Mahdi would be succeeded by 12 Mahdis, it also states in the narrations that the one who would wash Imam Mahdi when he dies and bury Imam Mahdi and pray over him and succeed him would be Al-Husayn. He would be the first of those souls that return in this day and age when all of the souls return, because the narrations state that in the time of Imam al-Mahdi, all of the souls will return. And so Imam al-Husayn serves as the first of the Mahdis and the successor of Rasulullah Muhammad as the 12th Imam. Okay, so then if al-Husayn returns back as a Mahdi, does Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, does Ali ibn Abi Talib, does al-Hasan return also as Mahdis? And yes, they do. We have Rasulullah Muhammad, he appears once again as the final of the Mahdis, the last of the Mahdis, the 12th Mahdi. And you have al-Hasan appearing once again as the 11th Mahdi. And he's directly before the 12th Mahdi. And you have also Ali ibn Abi Talib reappearing again as one of the Mahdis, as the 10th Mahdi. So you have the Mahdis, they're 12. They start off with Imam al-Husayn, and then they end with the 10th and the 11th and the 12th, which is Ali ibn Abi Talib, succeeded by Imam al-Hasan, succeeded by Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So then what happens to the rest of the Mahdis? Who are these individuals if they're not reincarnations of the members of the cloak? Get this. So the door to elevation is always open. And we spoke before in an episode when we were talking about the different ranks that individuals can climb and rise in. And we spoke about the fact that, you know, a person can rise in degree until he's a prophet messenger. And then the degree after that is istifa, where they're chosen. So what is the degree of the istifa, that they're chosen from the prophets and the messengers? And we said that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said that the degree after that would be that they are from the Ahl Bayt. They're from the Dhurriya. They're from the people of the house. They elevated that degree to that degree like Salman, where Salman was, it was said about him that he is from us, the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. And so the same thing takes place here. Now what takes place is that Rasulullah Muhammad rescends all of the Shia, the best of the Shia, as caliphs to succeed one another as vicegerents in the land. He resends those prophets and messengers, except this time he enforces them by the Ahlul Kisa appearing amongst them. Does that make sense?
Make very sense.
Yeah. So now the prophets, they appeared as, first they were normal people, they believed in their dreams, they became prophets, the best of them were chosen to be from the 313 messengers, the best of them became Ulil Azm prophets. Those Ulil Azm prophets, where can they go after that? They can only be from the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. And so you see those Ulil Azm prophets all incarnating as Mahdis. So you have Jesus, who's in Ulil Azm, and also he's a member of the Ahl Kisa. He appears as the ninth Mahdi. Okay? And then you have Noah, who is one of the Ulil Azm messengers. He appears as the eighth Mahdi. And then you have, for example, Abraham, and he appears as the sixth Mahdi. And you have Moses, he appears as the third Mahdi. And then you have also a companion of a covenant, although he failed in his first covenant in the sense that he didn't have enough determination to be an Ulil Azm prophet, but still, because he was a bearer of a covenant, and that is Adam, he reappears also and comes back as one of the Mahdis. And so now, how many do we have? We said we have Rasulullah as a Mahdi, we have Al-Hasan as a Mahdi, we have Al-Husayn as a Mahdi, we have Ali ibn Abi Talib as a Mahdi, and we have the Ulil Azm messengers, plus the covenant prophets. So you have Adam as a Mahdi, Noah as a Mahdi, Abraham as a Mahdi, you have Moses as a Mahdi, and you have Jesus as a Mahdi. And then that leaves only three more empty slots within the Mahdis. Who do these belong to? They belong to the next three closest prophets that had reached the highest degree that could have been from the Ulil Azm but weren't. They end up for certain deeds that they have being selected, and they return as three members of those 12 Mahdis. One of them is the Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. Yeah. And another one of them is the Prophet Aaron alayhi salam. And the last one is Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. All of those make up the 12 Mahdis.
SubhanAllah. يعني لا أحد يستطيع أن يضع يعني تطور الأنبياء بما يناسب القرآن والأحاديث حقيقة بهذا الشكل الرائع جدا. يعني لها أساس في القرآن، لها أساس في الأحاديث، ويجعل الموضوع جدا منطقي عند الناس.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Amazing.
And after the 12 Mahdis, it continues. There comes more successors after that. The total number of successors after Imam al-Mahdi are 12,000. And they rule for many, many years. And that's why some narrations say that the rule of Ali ibn Abi Talib is like 40,000 years. Because of that fact. And so pretty much almost all of the best of the 124,000 prophets and messengers, from the 124,000 prophets and messengers, the best 12,000 of them, and not just them, but also from the Ahl Kisa alayhi salam. So a little bit less than 12,000 from the 124,000 prophets and messengers end up returning as vicegerents that are succeeding one another in the land. So the verse from the Quran which says, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ الْوَارِثِينَ this verse, though, and we want to grant our blessings upon those who were oppressed in the land and to make them imams and to make them the inheritors. Mm-hmm. This verse now, it applies, and it's already been said by the Ahlul Bayt that this is about the prophets and the messengers and the Ahlul Bayt. Mm-hmm. Now, the prophets and the messengers who were oppressed in the land, they get to come back and to actually rule in the divine just state as successors to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and also become from the Ahl Bayt and to rise a further degree closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to work side by side with the imams and the people of the house and return.
SubhanAllah. يعني هذه رحمة رب العالمين أيضا بالأنبياء السابقين أنه أعطاهم أيضا تبقى الفرصة وأعطاهم الفرصة أنه يرتقون حتى بعد يعني كراتهم السابقة أنه يصلون إلى مرحلة الإمام الإمامة وهذا في الشيء جدا عظيم.
Exactly. So they all reach that next rank, which is the rank of imamate and the rank of being from the people of the house and the rank that is, you know, beyond pretty much like even an Ulil Azm prophet. So it is quite incredible, and it is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's you know, name the Mahdis one by one, so that way they can be arranged in the minds of the people, and people know, because they'll ask for sure, okay, so what are the full arrangement? We've mentioned a couple of them, but let's arrange them again from the top till the bottom. So first, there is the 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, and he is Rasulullah Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and his family. He is alive in this day and age. Muhammad has reappeared. Whoever rejects this call has rejected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi and has rejected all of Islam. Not just metaphorically, not just by rejecting a successor of Muhammad, but by rejecting Muhammad in person, him as an individual. The 12th Imam Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam is Rasulullah, and he is here today, and it is by his command that we have come out to call the people to them. So whoever rejects him, whoever rejects us, rejects the one who sent us, and whoever rejects the one who sent us has rejected the greatest prophet himself. Exactly. There's nothing of Islam after that for them. After he rules, he is succeeded by his son in the soul world and his grandson from his previous incarnation, and that is Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the one who is mentioned to be the first of those who have returned, and that is Imam Ahmad al-Hassan alayhi salam. Imam Ahmad al-Hassan alayhi salam, whoever rejects him, whoever fights against him, whoever mocks him or curses him, it is the same thing as mocking and cursing Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, not because he is a son of al-Hussein, but because he is al-Hussein, son of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And he returns to succeed Imam al-Mahdi, and he is the first of the 12 Mahdis to come. Succeeding the first one comes the Prophet Joseph, and he is the second Mahdi, and he appears as a successor to Imam Ahmad al-Hassan alayhi salam, and his name in the will is Abdullah. The third Mahdi who appears is Musa, and his physical name in this incarnation is al-Mahdi. And he is the third of the Mahdis, and his incarnation is the Prophet Moses. His soul is the soul of Moses. Moses reappears as the third of the Mahdis. Succeeding him is the fourth Mahdi, and he is the Prophet Adam. After the Prophet Adam comes his successor, and that is the fifth Mahdi, and that is the Prophet Ismail. After the Prophet Ismail comes the sixth Mahdi, and that is Ibrahim alayhi salam. After Ibrahim alayhi salam comes the seventh Mahdi, and that is the Prophet Aaron alayhi salam, Harun. After Aaron comes the eighth Mahdi, and that is the reappearance of the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. After the Prophet Nuh comes the ninth Mahdi, and he is a member from the Ahl Kisa, and that is Jesus, the son of Mary. After Jesus, the son of Mary, comes his successor, and that is Aliyun al-Murtada. So al-Murtada will be his physical name in this incarnation. After him is his successor, and that is Imam al-Hasan, and his name in this incarnation is Harun al-Sadiq. And after him will be his successor, and that is the 12th Mahdi, and he is the reincarnation and the reappearance of Muhammad Rasulullah, and his name will in this incarnation is hidden, but his incarnation and his title is Muhammad, the son of Al-Zahra.
Subhanallah. حقيقة يعني أن الكثير اللي ممكن واحد يعني يأخذ من هذا الوصف ولكن أحب أقول إنه هو أبو الصادق محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما بشر بمحمد بالإمام المهدي عليه الصلاة والسلام كانت الصورة غير واضحة عند السنة أو مقتضبة بسيطة نتيجة النريشن عند الشيعة كانت أكثر بس الصورة الأكمل الصورة اللي وضحتها حضرتك بالفعل الإمام المهدي هو الذي يعرف نفسه ويعطي الصورة الأكمل لفكرة الإمام المهدي سبحان الله.
And so the companions of Islam, the ones who started Islam, they bring back Islam. And the prophets and the messengers, they return with them to help, you know, with the restoration and the implementation of a divine just state and Islam in its purest form. And so there's 12,000 successors, but to distinguish between each time period, they're given different titles. And so just like we had the 12 Imams, and then after that, they are 12 Mahdis. After the 12 Mahdis comes another 12 successors from those 12,000, and they are called the Hadun, the 12 Hadis that come and guide. And then after that are the 12 knights or the 12 Fursan who succeed after the Hadis. And as such, every 12 has a title to them that distinguishes them from before, but all of them are Imams and all of them are Mahdis and all of them are Hadun and all of them are Fursan and.
SubhanAllah. هاي الصورة العظيمة للإمام المهدي حقيقة ذكرتني برواية كان ذكروها ذكر أحد الأنبياء عفوا أهل البيت عليهم الصلاة والسلام عندما جاء رجل إليه قال إن نصف صاحب هذا الأمر بالصفة التي ليس فيها أحد من الناس فكان رد الإمام حقيقة جدا صادم قال لا والله لا يكون ذلك حتى يكون هو الذي يحتج بكم به يحتج بذلك عليكم ويدعوكم إليه فالصورة اللي وضحتها حضرتك للإمام المهدي عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام بالفعل تتطابق مع كل روايات على بيت محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام تعطي صورة جدا رائعة عقلية منطقية لكل شخص طالب حق يؤمن بالمنقذ العالم بآخر الزمان.
And it's very exciting too because and it's the only way to kind of tie in all these different narrations that you have, the existence of 12 Mahdis that succeed Imam Mahdi, but at the same time, the return of all the prophets and the messengers and the hadith that speak about the Raja, but at the same time, that the return of the Ahl al-Kisa and that Imam al-Hussein is the one who washes and buries Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam, and the verse of the inheritance, the inheritors in the land. And all of this could have only been put together, and it's part of that by somebody who is a caliph from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is something that Ahmad Hassan alayhi salam brought and revealed in this day and age. And we are all lucky to be here. And I thank you, Dr. Ali, for joining me in this, inshallah, enlightening and beneficial episode. God bless you and thank you for standing by us from the very beginning and for everything that you have done for this call from the very first day. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family, and may you have many, many returns.
شكراً جزيلاً والصادق. شكراً جزيلاً. أنت حضرتك اللي أعطيتني الإيمان. وهذا الشيء لا يقيم بثمن نهائيا. أشكرك شكرا جزيلا.
بلسي.
مهما فعلنا ما مقصر بحقك.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.